Were there
any society generally?
Sort of major fires that you remember?
Oh, yeah. I guess you always remember the worst ones, and not necessarily the best fought fires, but I had Alpha School catch on fire during a period of time when it was being renovated, and it was a plumber's torch that set it off, and not only was burnt down the addition they were putting on, but it got into the main part of the school. In those days, they built them, the schools, without fire stops in the ceiling, so it was racing to get ahead and catch, overtake the fire, and we eventually stopped it, but it caused quite a lot of damage. We saved, I guess, about two-thirds of the school. Yeah, and I had a fire on the Barnett closer to the end of my career with a 16,000-gallon tanker that pulled out of the loading dock and crossing Barnett, and a little sports car went underneath it and knocked all the valves off, so the gas was pouring out, and of course incinerated the car, and the tanker then was aflame, and we had to fight that for about 4 hours to control it. And well, different. Had some major building fires that we fought, but a lot of it was routine. A lot of bad accidents I attended, road accidents. We also about 60% of our calls were then and still are what we call R&S, rescue and safety calls, or primary care calls, where we attend cardiac arrest, asphyxiation, or life and limb calls where people are injured and there's a threat to their life, and we go out and apply immediate first aid, or in some cases where they suffer cardiac arrest, sustain the patient until the paramedics or the EMAs show up. And I enjoyed that part of it because I taught that to the firefighters. I would say I enjoyed a lot of the calls. There's a lot of stress involved in that type of call, especially if it's a child or children involved. You find the stress afterwards, the post-emergency call, stress is quite severe. Harder on some than others.
You used to have to deal with that?
Well, yes. I guess with younger guys, you know, they go out to a bad call, and I just mentioned one where there's an old fellow who had been attacked by two or three youths in his house. They robbed him, and they stabbed him and cut his jugular vein and hit him over the head with a flower pot, and they had to try to clean this wound out and control the blood, and he'd been stabbed through the eye too, that penetrated his brain. And working on that type of situation where there's it's difficult to explain, but it is tremendously stressful. I would notice at that time I was a duty chief, so I wasn't actually involved in the actual hands-on treatment of the patient, but dealing with the young members who come back from a call like that, there's a kind of a stress. It's after the emergency, but it's caused by the incident itself, and it can build up over time. So it's the occupation is stressful in that way.
I'm sure to find that stressful, yeah. Just you telling me about it.
Yeah. But even the bad traffic accidents, you know, where you have a number of people in the car badly injured or in some cases killed, extricating those people and you know, getting them out and just to treat them at the scene, and then to help the ambulance crews load them up and get them underway and get them on their way to the hospital. That was quite stressful also.
Yeah.
And the fires, you know, the shift work itself is, as you get older, when you're younger it doesn't bother you, but you're never settled into any permanent sleep pattern. It's I guess they call it a circadian rhythm you develop in your body too. Most people sleep at a certain time and work at a certain time, and it's well regulated in most cases where they're working a day job. But with shift work, you work 2 days, two night shifts, and then you have several days off, and then you're back into this 2 days, two nights again. A night shift is an all-night thing, and your sleep patterns are continually disrupted.
And over time, that was stressful. So that's as to the other stress of the other the traumatic experiences that you're involved in. It just adds to it.
Did you
high incidence of heart disease in the fire service? And in fact, heart and lung disease is an occupational disease of firefighters by WCB regulation.
So you were quite lucky in a way that you didn't succumb to.
I did have one in 1986, just a matter of fact, shortly before my retirement, I had a collapse at work. I had an unusually bad series of shifts where we had a lot of calls. A number of fires, and I had also a lot of activity in that off duty work with the firefighters. I went into a state of collapse at work. What it was a heart arrhythmia that developed, an irregular beat.
Although after the fact they give me stress tests and all the other tests they give for that to determine what sort of damage has occurred, they couldn't find any evidence that there was damage. But it wasn't a root, and it was considered to be a mild heart attack, but if that was a mild one, I wouldn't want to have a major heart attack, I can tell you.
That was bad enough.
It was bad enough, yes.
Oh, gee, maybe you shouldn't watch how busy you are, isn't it?
It's funny, I guess that it's a form of stress, but I feel I'm handling it okay.
Actually,
it's a different type of stress.
You're into what you're referred to.